are a part of our everyday lives, from family relationships to friendships, or maybe even intimate relationships. Also realizing that relationships sometimes contribute to understanding who we are as a person. And also understanding that relationships can sometimes help us become the person we are destined to be. So I've decided to reach out to Mr. Alexander Dixon, who is an author, a speaker, and a life coach, to help me with this week's podcast. Within this podcast, we will discuss transparency, the motivation from relationships, as well as practicing and valuing self-worth and self-love. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. Let's get started. First episode, the first official episode, one of my friends reached out and was like, you should talk about relationships. And honestly, that is not my forte. So I had to reach out to someone who seems to be somewhat on the professional side of the relationship advice. So on the line, on the connection, I have Mr. Alexander Dixon, who is an author, a life coach, a speaker, and a social media influencer. So, Mr. Dixon, would you like to give us a background of who you are?
Yeah, I would love to. You kind of hit it on the head. I'm kind of into a space where I don't really use any of those titles. They're just, you know, titles that the world just gives me from doing what I do, from my heart, you know, from living in my purpose, from living in my gift. My purpose in life is just that, to remind myself that I am purpose, and whatever I do, whatever is attached to it, is going to grow. I'm going to work, I'm going to grind, and I'm going to get the best out of it. My gift is, I have a gift for gab. So I have a way with my words. I have a way with connecting people to bring people together, to bring people. Sometimes they go through the worst parts of them, and I'm able to bring the best parts out of them.
So, awesome. Well, I'm really excited to finally have you as a guest on my podcast. And I hope this podcast is helpful to all of us, including me. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm always excited to share my heart, you know?
Most definitely. So, Mr. Dixon, relationships. And we all know that in today's society, not a lot of us, especially like the millennials, I would say, we don't have a solid vision or display of what relationships truly mean, or what value relationships truly bring to you. I know a lot of times we look at social media for sure and say, oh, these are our relationship goals, but we only see images of those people's lives and snippets. Mm-hmm. We don't see the backgrounds of exactly what's going on behind them. Mm-hmm. Can you give me an idea as to why you may think people may look at those images and those snippets of others' lives and be like, oh my gosh, their relationship goals, without even knowing them sometimes?
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I've always looked at social media as a blank canvas. It's art, right? Mm-hmm. And with that blank canvas, you can make it whatever you want to make it. A lot of people, they post their highlights, not their lowlights, right? It's so easy and conventional to just post a pic with a good caption and to look happy. But I'll tell you right now, like when I was going through depression, when I was going through, you know, the worst parts of my life, my rock bottom, it was easy to put a smile on for Instagram. You know what I mean? It was easy to put a smile on. But behind that picture, like, I was dying inside. So you just never know what you're looking at. And there's not a lot of transparency and honesty, vulnerability on these platforms. And when you can find something that's real and solid, and, you know, you kind of just keep that close. But, you know, I always say a lot of people are too lazy to have that love that they want. You know, people think that relationships are just found more than built. You know, I always say all relationships, they go through, you know, things and situations. And depending on, people feel like they have options, so they're going to go test and see if the grass is greener. But rarely ever do relationships, like, actually go through stuff, like, grow through it, like, push through it, you know?
Most definitely.
Those challenges, those setbacks together. Because it's always looking like, oh, I'm not having as fun as, you know, X, Y, and Z on social media. Like, they're doing this, they're doing that, and I'm just sitting here stuck here. Well, if you actually had a plan on how you guys could become better together instead of independently. But a lot of people, you know, they want to blame and complain as to why they're not where they're at. all right, maybe this isn't working out. It's because maybe you guys don't have similar values, similar characteristics, maybe a code that you actually live by. You know, like when you go to bed at night, do you tell your significant other, like, hey, I have this list of things to do tomorrow. Hey, send me your list. Let's match them. Like, let's hold each other accountable, you know? So that's
I'm
kind of
glad
like
you
the goal.
mentioned transparency because I always said that my podcast was going to be an outlet for to be open, honest, and transparent. And I honestly believe that is so important in today's relationship to be transparent because a lot of times people get into situations and relationships because they don't and get into situations and relationships because they feel like this is what they want, but once they get into the relationship or whatever they got going on, they don't want to be transparent. They don't want to express to the other, this is what hurts me or this is what bothers me. This is what I like. This is what I don't like, you know? And I feel like that is so important because if you want to grow with a person, if you have a certain destiny that you want to reach, that is so important that you just be open, you be honest, and you be transparent because that's the only way you can get to the next level in life. And I like how you mentioned laziness because and how relationships are built from the ground up. I've always thought that relationships, no matter we may put it like a spiritual like background on it or whatever, or we might try to see what the attention we get from others through social media, through wherever we're at the moment. But a lot of times we don't realize that the so most solid found solid relationships are built from struggle, honestly, because you know how to tolerate, you know what that per again, you know what that person likes and dislikes, and you know their triggers. And when you know that about somebody, it's easy for you to, excel and go to the next level. So I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Strength comes from struggle, you know?
Definitely. And it requires two. It can't just be one person working towards that. It has to require everybody being on the same accord and you being like, you know what, we're going to overcome this. We're going to become better from this situation. So let's just grow together, not one person being like, oh, I'm ready to put it past us. I'm ready to learn from it. And the other person being like stuck on that situation, you know?
I'm gonna give you this. You know, I'm gonna drop this jewel off right quick. A lot of women, like, you know, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But a lot of women, they just want love. Like, that's it. They just want to be loved. They just want to be valued and appreciated. And that's pretty much it. You know, men kind of complicate things, to be real about it. A lot of men don't know who they are. So if you don't know who you are, if you're not loving yourself, then how can you love anything outside of you? This is why a lot of men, some men, you know, can't be fathers because they don't know how to love something outside of them. And this is why they, you know, it's easy to just bounce, you know, from woman to woman because it requires, you know, oh, this ain't working out, so I'm gonna go over here. Oh, but before I leave, I'm gonna make sure I have my backup. See, you're dealing with pain and you're dealing with trauma because you feeling like, you know, like real love, real relationships, like bondage, like you run to that person, you know, in time of need. You don't run away from that person in time of need. So that's how I know that a lot of times it's just overcomplicated. And it could be a man, you know, doing this, or it could be a woman doing this. But from my experience, from my life, like, I've been that man, like, real talk, like, I've been that man who, you know, I can't love you the way that I want. You know, I make it love you, but like, I can't give you 100%
Most definitely.
because I'm not giving me 100%.
Understandable, and that's so important that you said that in order to love someone, you have to love yourself. So I definitely think people should take the time out to get to know who they are, get to have self-love because if you can't love yourself, then you will tolerate so much stuff coming from the other person just to have that person there. And that's not good because when you're just being able to tolerate someone because you want them there, that you're giving that person that an outlet to mistreat you, to say and do anything to you, and you're going to tolerate it because you simply want that person there. So I definitely think self-love and self-worth is so important. Can you give us some ideas about some self-love and self-worth? And not just from a man's standpoint, we need it from a woman's perspective as well.
Man, for me, you know, just in general, like, man and woman, like, if you're in a relationship or if you're not, like, you always have to practice self-love, you know, and you have to find out what works for you and what doesn't work for you. For me, you know, I'm required to have, you know, an hour or 2 hours a day just to myself, doing what I like to do, connecting with Alex, you know,
mm-hmm.
That is the biggest thing, because I can't give myself to you if I haven't given myself to me. And it may come off as selfish, but that's just what it is. And but if I come into a room, but I've already given myself the time of day that I need to me, to my tasks, you know, to me, just whether it's going for a walk, whether it's me going to the gym, whether it's me writing, whether it's me, you know, opening a book, but just doing something for me. Then when I come in contact with you, I can go above and beyond, because I've given myself that love.
So you think taking time to yourself, even if you have kids and you, of course, we have work and school, yeah, or whatever the case may be. So taking time to yourself is definitely important.
Yes.
And in order to take that time to yourself, you're able to, you know, be the person you need to be for someone else.
Pretty much. Like, I'm gonna just, you know, I'll give you that little one nugget. But because even if you have kids, you know, I have kids, man. So it's just like, if I had to get up an hour or two before they wake up, then guess what? That is just what is required for me to do. Like we said earlier, a lot of people are just too lazy to do and be what they said that they're going to be, right? They switch up, given a situation, they switch up in stress. But it's like, if you remain calm and less impulsive and just do what you need to do, like, your life will be a lot better.
Mm. And you know what kills me, and I'm going to just be so real. When you're in a situation or a relationship and somebody is requiring so much of you that they're not even giving that much. So I'm like, how can you want something from somebody else, but you're not even giving that much in return?
Right.
And I think that is one of the biggest downfalls too when it comes to relationships and situations as well, because some people are expecting so much from the other person and they're not willing to give that much back in return.
Right. It's a mindset, you know. It's like, mm-hmm, if you have a job, you expect more out of your boss or your supervisor than you do yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you give 100% at your job, but then when you come in contact with me, you give me 50, right? Like, you can go to your job and go smile all day, but when you come home to me, you're not happy. Like, sometimes people say, well, at least fake the happiness with me, you know.
And so do you think it's more of a give and take situation, or do you think it's more of a give? Like, how would you explain that?
I think you always got to find a balance, you know. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. You know, I'm not saying, like, the way that I am, like, I know nothing is going to be easy, but it'll always be worth it. When you have two people, right? See, sometimes, like, when you're in a ring, like, you want to know that somebody's fighting with you. You know, somebody's throwing a punch or two with you to make it work. But what we have now, what we were talking about earlier, is, you know, you have somebody who is willing to fly over across, you know, the ocean for you, you know, halfway across the world for you. But then you're dealing with somebody who don't even want to jump over a puddle, you know, to get to you. You know what I mean? Or they switch up given the situation. So I am a person, I'm a man who believes that, like, if he can be, you know, if they can be committed in some area in their life, like, you have to show me, like, an area or a time block that you were committed to something bigger than you in your life. Because I'm not just falling for you off of feelings. Like, this is, like, right now, like, this is an investment. This is business. I need to see where your mind is at. Because if we can't grow together, then guess what we'll do? We'll grow apart. And our love has an expiration date on it, because we're not motivating each other. We're not inspired by each other.
I like that. And we talk a lot about, well, so far we talked a lot about relationships with man and woman, but a lot of other relationships can take a toll on people as well, including family relationships, friendships, whatever the case may be. But I think it's important that when we're dealing with other relationships, whether it's family relationships or friendships, that whatever those relationships are like in people's lives, they sometimes bring it to them with the relationship with the partner.
Mm-hmm.
Could you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, so I think sometimes it's like how you do one thing is how you do all things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you don't have a good solid foundation with your family, and I'm not saying your family is going to be the best thing, you know, but it's just like, hey, you know, if you're not, to me, everything's an action word. You know, family is an action word. Support is an action word. You know, people who are in your life, you know, they got to continue, like, to do action. I'm on record of saying, like, love is very conditional. Because it's based upon the condition that that person is giving to you or giving for you or spending time with you, right? But if that person starts to create chaos in your life, is that love still unconditional? Right? It can't be, because it was based upon the conditions that they are no longer. It's like if you sign an agreement to something, there's the terms and agreement, and a lot of people, they break that agreement, you know. And it doesn't matter if they're friends or family or business or whatever. If it's all I know is when peace becomes necessary, when your happiness and your joy, you know, and your love becomes necessary, like removing just the toxic and the negative vibes, like it become necessary to clear all that, to break free from what's breaking you and continue to live your life. Because at what cost? You're going to keep people that's weighing you down in your life. You're going to keep anchors in your life. You know, I know that you can carry the pain well, but don't mean it's not heavy. You know, imagine me, you know, walking through the airport and you see me carrying my bag of luggage and your bag of luggage, right? I would look silly, right? I would look foolish, right? It's like, what's wrong with you that you can't carry your own? You know, and a lot of people, like, I'm big on helping people. I'm big on, you know, but I'm not going to enable people. And there's a difference. You know, a lot of people who are with people, like they think they're helping them, but they're really enabling them. They're crippling them.
How do you think people could break free from those situations, whether it's toxic, whether it's enabling them? How do you think people can break free and move forward with their life from that?
You got to know if you can swim or sink. You know, you got to know that when you burn that bridge, you got to burn the bridge, to be real. Because if you could burn the bridge, and you know, because if you don't burn that bridge, then guess what? Then you can always cross that bridge again. But when you burn that bridge and you stand over there, and they can stand over there, and you continue on with your life, you're good. You see, a lot of people have a hard time with making people earn the best parts of them. They'll give whoever and whatever their time, a day, their energy, and when they become unbalanced, it's because you let something in your life that shouldn't be in your life, a cancer in your life, and it starts to attack one area of your body, then the next area of your body, then the next area. Now it's growing. You know?
Yeah, so you basically like the people who you're surrounded by, like they're either going to motivate you or they're going to hinder you from becoming the person that you're destined to be.
Yes, you or me, we're not strong enough. Literally, we're not strong enough to be around unmotivated, people who are uninspired, who are lazy. Like those things, like they'll trickle down into us. Like environment matters.
So surround yourself by people who wants to see you win and who's going to motivate you to see you motivate you to see you win and vice versa. Like you got to
Because
inspire each other and motivate each other.
that's the highest form of self-love. Is that if you're not loving yourself, if you don't want the best out of your life, if you don't want to max your life out, then by all means, you know, keep hanging with the same people. And you'll get what they get. But if you
Yes.
want more, but if you want abundance, if you want to live a life that you think that you deserve, that you know that you deserve. But a lot of us are like we stop dreaming. Like every day, like our dreams fade. You know, sometimes our people look at patience. But sometimes patience can also be you procrastinating. You know, it's never going to be a right time. The right time is what you do with is what you make it.
Most definitely. And it's important, you know, to surround yourself by individuals that's wanting to see you prosper in life, wanting to see you become more. Because if you surround yourself by people who's wanting more for you, then you're going to begin to want more for yourself. Not necessarily saying that you don't already want more for yourself, but sometimes you need that extra push, that extra motivation from others to, you know, get you to the next step in life.
I'm gonna be real. It's not too many people around me, you know. What happens is I'm cool. Like I'm so cool with just being to myself, you know. Like I think that's my superpower. It's me being calm and peace. Like I never been pressed for friends. I never been pressed to smile in somebody's face when I don't, you know, when I don't, you know, if I don't like them or agree with them. I've always been a guy who stands in his truth. And I'm not gonna fake. I'm not gonna let 5 bad minutes ruin my day. I'm not gonna be in a situation to where I know this is not what it is.
Yeah, because in today's society, we definitely see that people don't always stand in their truth. They rather hang with this person, hang with that person because it seems like, or be with this person or be with that person because they seem like, oh, this is where it's at. You know, again, they want an image. They want this display that everything is all good and gravy, but in reality, it's eating you alive inside.
Yes. And what you gonna do about it?
Yeah, you either want to please the public or you want to please yourself. You can't have both. You either want to...
And when you're driving, like, it's going to hit you at one point. It could be in your car while you're driving. It could be while you're in the shower. It could be, you know, while you're at work. It could, like, you're going to have a moment of realization to where you think to yourself about what you're doing with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And one that hits you, because it will hit you, that is going to be the loudest voice in your head. And that is going to be stamped in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Is what do you think about yourself when you're by yourself? And who is there in that moment? It's nobody around you. It's just you.
And that voice in your head will, it'll be something that you'll always reflect back on and be like, you know what? No, I can't do this because of this moment. And now I finally realize, and I'm not going back to a place where it had hindered me from being the person I'm supposed to be.
Yes. You got to make going back as an option. Like, I'm not saying to just cut people off. I'm not. But what I'm saying is when your life becomes more, you stop hanging around people who see you as less. You know?
Yeah, because a lot of times when you be surrounded by people who don't want to see you do more or who want to see you, of course, have less, especially less than what they have, you know?
Yes.
A lot of times people are not what they put out to be.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't what they're advertised. Mm-hmm. You know,
especially when they're, especially like if it's a group of you, and I'm just speaking from a place where I've been in my life before, when you're surrounded by people, it could be the closest person to you. They might not always want the best for you simply because it's not them.
Yeah. Silently competing with you. Right. Like when it's time to support, their support goes missing. You know, mm-hmm. they spend more time talking behind your back than actually having your back. You know, like a win for you. To them, it's a loss for them, silently competing with you.
Yeah, you know? Not understanding that my blessings aren't your blessings and your blessings aren't my blessings.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important that you have to watch who you're surrounded by because not everybody is going to be happy for you. Not everybody's going to be willing to see you go to the next level in life.
Yeah, not everybody will see you make it. See, that is the point that I'm getting at. It's self-love. Self-love is going to reflect everything. It's going to it's repellent to your life. Because if you don't love yourself, you're going to always, people will always give you whatever. Sometimes it's less than what you deserve. But you are in control. You are in control of what you accept. And if you don't want to accept it, then don't accept it. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. We all are given in this life two things. Time. And choices. That is what separates us and skill set. But time and choices. We all have time and we all can make choices. If you don't like the choices that you made up to this point in your life, then guess what? It's a new moment. It's a new minute. You can always change it. You can always make a new choice. You can always make a new decision. And people have to look at life like that. They don't have to, but if they want to grow, I think that's the best way is to love yourself because if you don't love yourself, somebody can teach you how to hate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Or anything that comes your way can teach you how to hate yourself and you don't want that. And self-love is, it goes in many directions. When you have self-love, you're wanting more in life. You want to do more in life. You're not going to tolerate less.
Yeah.
Whether if it's from a employment to school to relationships. So whatever the case may be, when you love yourself and you know what you deserve in life, you're not going to settle for anything less than what you deserve.
All right. I will say this. This is a key for me. I didn't get or become anything in my life until I became the person that I was supposed to be. You know, I didn't get it anything until I became the person that I needed to be to attract that.
What is some advice you would give people to, you know, ones who don't quite know exactly who they are, what they aspire to be? What is some advice you would give them to help them identify that?
My first thing I would say is, like, you matter. You know, you matter. And I believe that we all have gifts and let the world see your gifts. You know, we're all one decision away from whatever, like, we're all one commitment away from whatever life that you want to live. It won't be there tomorrow, but every seed that gets planted, give it time to grow, right? And to know that it's okay to not be okay, like I always say, like, we're always a struggle away. We're always a setback away, right? You know, sometimes plans have to fail so better things can prevail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't get the rainbow, right, without the rain.
Most definitely. And I'm glad you said that, you know, in order for things to prevail, some things must fail. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, we're all human. A lot of times when things fail or doesn't go our way, we seem to shut down or we seem to get upset about it and not realize that because this didn't work out because there's a bigger picture or there's a bigger purpose in life.
Go ahead. Well, I always tell people, like, you know, reconnect with the inner kid that's inside of them, right? Because that right there that you just described, we are kid-like, right? If you take something from a kid, what's going to happen?
They're going to get upset.
Same thing as an adult. We're not that different.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell us we can't do something, guess what's going to happen? We want to actually do that very thing that you said we can't do. So connect with that kid. Know that you matter. If you're looking for purpose, go look in the mirror. You know, you are purpose, born on purpose, on purpose. Like, it's less than 1% chance that you were even going to be born.
Yeah, because so, I definitely believe that everybody has a purpose in life.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize what that purpose is until further in life. Some may realize it sooner than others. Mm-hmm. But I definitely believe that some people have a purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you don't know what that purpose in life is, again, like you just said, look into the mirror, see what you have done, see what the things that you have accomplished in the way that you touch people and the effect that you have on others, whatever that situation may have been, and, you know, try to find your purpose that way.
Yes, because we're all servants. You like it or not, we're all servants. We all serve. People don't want to, people talk that boss talk all day, but we'll all serve. Your boss, he serves, right? Mm-hmm. Like we all serve. We're all in this together, right? And what happens is there's a lot of people who want to be individuals and say, and not finding your purpose and not being purposeful enough is just like, it's a selfish tactic, because when you are purpose, like when you think about your purpose, like you got to realize you are purpose. Like you don't need a title to say that you matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tell you what, titles get stripped from people. Right?
And most definitely.
It's so you never tie yourself to something that has your identity. You have your own identity. Sometimes people get married, they're in relationships, and they tie their whole self-worth into that marriage, into that, and they lose themselves when it doesn't work out. Or they don't know who they are anymore. They can't look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
They have lost who they are. They have lost their purpose. And then they need to be reminded that they actually matter, that you are a purpose, that you can do and be whatever you want to be in this world. You are not a fish. You are not a tree. You are a human. Whatever you think you want to do, I'm telling you, you can do. You know, but it all starts with you. It all starts with the person that's in the mirror. It all starts with you forgiving yourself for lack of self-love, and then bring it to a place where, you know, you're appreciative of yourself. You know, it's the small things that make the biggest impact. It's crazy, but it's the small things that make the biggest impact. And I will say this, when it comes to knowing your worth and your purpose, if you look back, you'll find your gifts. If you look back in your life and you'll see that was very easy for me to do. Like that was a very selfish act. You know, oh, people always said this about me. People always said that about me. Like, you'll be able to look back in your life and see what it is. For me, I said I had the gift of gab. Now, growing up, people did, like, I stuttered. Still stutter to this day. Matter of fact, I just did twice, right? But people said I couldn't read. I couldn't write. My teacher said I couldn't read and write or spell. And it's funny how, like, I published 2 books now. You know, so sometimes it's hidden in that adversity. It's hidden in what people say that you can't do. And maybe that's the thing that you should run towards and run towards it fast.
Most definitely. And I know a lot of times when we're trying to find our purpose in life, it requires faith as well. And on my latest podcast, I did a motivational a motivational segment to help someone through the week, basically. And it was basically stating that you have to overcome fear to take that faith and to mm-hmm. have that faith to step into your next destiny in life. Right. And a lot of times you can't take that step into faith because you are so worried about how others may perceive you to be. And you let mm-hmm. fear overcome the person that you're destined to be.
Right.
So I definitely think that, like you said, you know, just finding your purpose and looking back at the inner kid to see exactly, you know, your life, how it progressed over the years and see where it has brought you and see what was selfless of you to do for others and for yourself. Yes. And definitely a lot of times people be like, no, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing, or this may not what I'm supposed to be doing. However, you don't have the say. Like, I honestly think that God himself knows what you were supposed to place on this earth to do. So as much as you try to run from it, you can't run from it too long.
Yeah. When he calls, you're going to pick up. I tell you that. Like, do you think I like, you know, being a public speaker? Like, do you think I like writing? Do you think I like, you know what I mean? Like, do mm-hmm. you think that I like doing all these things? Like, I like to be real about it. You know, I know people might say, oh, well, if you don't like doing it, then why are you doing it? It's not me. Like, it's not me. Like, I'm operating in my gift. Like, when I'm selfish, I wouldn't do it. I was like, oh, no. And then I would always, you know, put what was branded in my head as a kid. You know, teachers told me I couldn't read and write. My friends, my peers, they laughed at me because I stuttered every time I spoke. It made me very insecure about myself. You know, let's keep it real. But it's funny how this, like, I'm healing the inner kid that's inside of me. It's like, no, you can do this. No, you will do this. No, you will go above and beyond every time. And it's through God, you know.
Most definitely. And I like how you brought up the insecure part, because a lot of us today, we allow insecurities to hinder us from becoming the person we aspire to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like that, like I said, you know, we worry so much about how others may perceive us to be. Not everybody, but sometimes people worry about how others may perceive you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, all it does is feels that insecurities that's deep down inside. And yeah. I don't care what no one say. Everybody has some form of insecurity.
Yeah. And if you let it, I'm like, who the hell cares? You know, what people think.
Yeah.
You know, like if I was, you know, if I look back at my 10 years ago, when I'm in high school, like, why do I care what they think?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't hang around any of them today anyways.
Exactly. And yeah. A lot of times, you know, that's why I say you just take that step anyways, because their opinion don't matter. If they're going to support you, they're going to support you. If they don't, they don't. And people are going to always, and I had to realize this for myself, and I honestly just probably realized this soon. I'm only in my 20s, so, but I'm glad I realized it, you know, sooner mm-hmm. now than later. But mm-hmm. I just realized that people are going to talk regardless. And mm-hmm. sometimes it's not going to always be what you want to hear. And sometimes you don't want to hear it, or not necessarily, but you don't have to care to hear it either. Yeah. Like, you don't have to care what they say, because only you know the purpose that you have in your life, or only you know what God has called you to, what God has called you to be. And right. if you're working to be that woman, that person you're destined to be, then it doesn't matter what others say or think, because a lot of times they may downplay you because of because of their situations, or because they're miserable with their own life. And I had to realize that for myself as well. So
yes.
I would encourage everybody to not stop your life and not delay your life because of what you think others may say, or, you know, how others may feel about it. Because at the end of the day, only you matter. Only your happiness matters. It doesn't matter how others feel, because at the end of the day, you have to realize that are they going to have the same outlook on you that you may have on them, you know?
Yeah. Just because your path is lonely don't mean that your path is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's like, you know, just straight up, you know, just because it's lonely don't mean that it's wrong. A lot of people ain't going to be willing to go to where you want to go. A lot of people won't be willing to take it to their next level. Because most of them won't be willing to sacrifice what it takes to create greatness, right? What it takes to be, you know, living in their purpose.
And a lot of time people aren't willing, a lot of times people aren't willing to sacrifice the changes that is happening in that person's life. They're going to miss the old you. They miss you doing this and doing that. But in order to, you know, become the person that you're destined to be into the next level of your life, you have to realize that it requires changes, and some things you have to leave behind in order to become, you know, great in life.
Yeah. If you're not willing to do all this, if you're not willing to do the work on you, like, don't even get into a relationship. Like, a meaningful one at that. And think that you're trying to build. Because I tell you what, it's not going to work. You have to do the work for yourself. You have to do the inner work. You have to go into those dark spots and figure out, you know, like, don't run from the darkness. People run from the darkness all the time. And they go right back to doing what they're, you know, what they were comfortable doing. And it's like, if you were comfortable doing it, it's because there's no growth in there. You're not growing being comfortable. You're growing when you push yourself.
And that's what it requires two people when they are coming together to be one in a relationship. You have to understand that this person may be going through a phase in their life that sometimes requires, I wouldn't necessarily say separation, but sometimes it requires them to be alone sometimes, to do things a little differently, and it requires maturity to be able to adjust to that current situation that's taking place.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if you ever heard this before, but this is the way that relationships should go. A lot of relationships are codependent; they're not interdependent, right? And it's like, what do I mean by that? A lot of people relationships are built upon 50-50 instead of you being whole and I'm being whole. Instead of me carrying my weight, you carrying your weight. You see, when we do that, we can come together and we can become so powerful. When we have done the work for ourselves, when we have learned how to communicate effectively, when we have able to be consistent in our life, in our plans, and now I can meet somebody who is doing this the same. Because if you're not operating at a higher frequency, then you're going to attract what? A lower frequency. Right? And when you're operating lower, you will attract lower. And when you want to grow, because life is all about what? Growth. Not feeling stagnant. Who wants to be in a relationship for 20 years and all 20 years were the same? Who wants to be in a relationship now and all in for a year and all 12 months are the same? No growth. Life is all about growth. At the end of the day, like, in the simplest form, it's about growing yourself. If you can't grow, then you're going to feel like that person is holding you down because you want to grow. And if they don't want to grow themselves, then guess what? Because maybe there are, it's people in this world who are just complacent. I'm not saying anything is wrong with it, but if you want more, then guess what? You got to go become more and you'll attract more. If you want different, then go be different and you'll attract different. Law of attraction. It's that simple. It's that simple.
Prospering life, huh?
Yes, like to the simplest form, you know, life is already hard. Why, you know, make it hard carrying somebody else's baggage, carrying somebody else's weight?
And it's definitely a learning process. And as I will always say, you won't know everything right then, and you won't learn everything in one night. But life is definitely a learning process. And when you're with someone, you guys are supposed to help each other. You know, you're supposed to learn from each other, whether it's relationships or friendships. If you can't help one another and learn as you continue to grow as a person, then you're going to always be in the same place.
Yes. I have a friend. Let me tell you this. I have a friend. His name is Lizardo. And he's an older, he's kind of like a mentor, big brother to me. And like in business, like he was telling me, like, he was like, yo, call all of your friends right now and tell them that you're in this business, you started this business, and you want their help. You're growing, you want their help. And he was like, the ones who don't, you know, get on with it, they're not your friends. Simple as that. And when I made those calls, it was just, it could be as simple as like, hey, you know, my tire is flat, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, I need your help. You know? Friendship.
Most definitely.
Are you going to be there? See, a lot of people, oh, I got blah, blah, blah. They got all the excuses on why they can't be there for you. That's not a friend. Like, they may have their own things to do, and I get it, and it's cool. But you know in your heart if that's a friend or not.
And a lot of times we we be wanting to expect so much from others, but as individuals, we have to be willing to give that to others as well. Like, yeah. You know, like you said, you know, call and see who's your real friends, or, you know, kind of put them to the test. But a lot of times, we have to be that friend as well.
Exactly. So boom. So the reason why you're discouraged, the reason why you're mad, is because you are that friend that you would do it, and they're not doing it. The reason why you're stressed in a relationship is because you're giving your all, and you feel like what? They're not giving their all.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always say, if it's not reciprocated, then guess what? That friendship, that businessship, that situationship, whatever, it does not exist simply because it's not mutual. Yeah. And most people, this world will give you, this world will, it'll eat you up, because people will always, not people, but the wrong ones, like the wrong ones will always try to take without giving. And as soon as they take what they want from you, then that's when their loyalty leaves. That's when they no longer need you. And they'll go suck the life out of someone else. They'll go drain someone else. And they'll go blame you in the process. So never rely on that clap. You know, the clap where it's like, I used to play basketball growing up, and every time I made a shot, guess what the crowd does? Go crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I miss the shot, guess what? They either silent or they booing. So never rely on that clap. It's people who will be entertained by your successes, but it's people who will also be entertained by your struggles and your failures. So if you rely on this world to gas you up, if you rely on that clap, then guess what? It's self-destruction is around the corner.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you continue to grow as a person and you get older as a person as well, you know, it requires, sometimes you have to learn how to let people go. And a lot of times you have to let go without an explanation.
Yeah.
Because you know that this person hasn't really added value to my life the way that I needed them to, or this person is draining me from becoming the person that I want to become.
Therefore,
I have to let you go because you're not helping me excel to the next level in my life.
Yep. You just did it right there. You see how you said you were looking for something, for them to be something for you, and they didn't give back. They didn't give what you needed from them. So it's based upon that condition. So when that condition is no longer being served, it's time to move on. You see, people are always making, you know, they're always making withdrawals from your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who makes deposits, right? Who is adding value to your life, right? But they're quick to take, boom, 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 boom. But they ain't putting nothing back into the tank. They're not putting nothing back into the account.
And let me tell you, I am the queen. I have blocked and blessed, blocked their numbers, and be like, you know what? I have a blessed life.
Yeah.
I am the queen of blocked and blessed, because honestly, where how life is now, you know, is you have to be able to have relationships and friendships and whatever the case may be that could add some kind of fuel and motivation to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it continues to take from you, it's going to continue to drain from you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we as humans, basically, it's like we want the situation to work so bad,
mm-hmm.
and we want it to be differently. And a lot of times we sit and we try to explain ourselves to them, and we try to hear their point of view to have a reason to stay.
Yes.
And a lot of times we don't realize that if we have to do that, we're just trying to convince ourselves that we want that person in our life, when in reality is meant for that person to be gone, to be let go.
Because you're what? You're depending on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you should be interdependent, like I say, you should be whole by yourself. Somebody can always add to your life. You know, so like I can't make anybody happy, but somebody could, you know, somebody like I could add to, you know, they can add to my happiness. I can add to their happiness, but I can't be everything for you. And nor can you be everything for me. I think that's where people go a lot of wrong in relationships, is because they want that one to be the only one, the one to do everything, the one to check all the boxes for them. And to be honest, that is just not the case. Sometimes, you know, for me, the woman that, you know, maybe I'm with, maybe she can't do, you know, maybe she's not the person for me to talk to about business, like about a particular business, right? About mm-hmm. what I'm going through, you know, because why would I, you know, like, why? You know, it's like, if you're married to a pastor, sometimes like you don't want to talk to him about the Bible. Like you want to go seek counsel and, you know, and advice from someone else so that it doesn't come off as biased, you know?
Definitely. And
sometimes it's just like that, but you know, we got to get to a place where that's okay mm-hmm. because you can't expect what one person to be everything to you. Like, no, especially not in this day and age. Like everything cannot be, because it's like, yo, like if I'm looking for a business structure, if I need to, like, my woman is not going to know about, you know, she can learn, but my woman is not going to be about to not know about maybe how to run an Instagram ad, maybe how to brand my Instagram, maybe how to make a top podcast. You know what I mean?
Right.
So should I feel like, oh, because she has a podcast, like, should I feel like, oh, well, I can't ask her because it's going to make my woman feel a type of way? Like, mm-hmm. come on. Like, let's stop being so insensitive and let's get to what we're trying to get to. Like, if we have goals together, like in a relationship, then let's stick to those goals. And sometimes those goals are going to be communicating with the opposite sex.
Yeah. And understanding that networking could get you in areas and places that some things and some people just can't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, when I was in college, I learned how important networking is, because sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah. That's my niche. You know, a lot of people ask me how was I able to grow my business and my brands, and how I'm able to get these events and things that come my way. One, I'm operating in God's purpose for my life. And two, I believe in word of mouth. It's the strongest marketing tactic for, you know, we all use Facebook and Instagram. And how did you hear about Facebook and Instagram?
Networking.
Somebody told you about it, like straight up. Somebody just told flat out. They just told you about it. How did you hear about Uber or Lyft? You know, like somebody told you about it. I mean, how did you hear about Amazon? Somebody told you about it.
Definitely.
So if you look at that, business model, that's a model that never goes out of style. A lot of people found me on Instagram or Facebook or wherever. How they find me? They, you know, they found me because somebody told them about me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's no coincidence, you know, that it's like that. I can run whatever ads I want. I don't, but I can run whatever ads I want. And guess what? I'm going to only get what is for me. You know? And we have to stop being so sensitive about having somebody, you know, I guess I really feel like, you know, when people are insecure, you should always make them feel secure. And I think there's nothing wrong with that, because if a person wants to be in your life, they're going to bring you security, not leave you feeling insecure.
Continuous reassurance, like continuing reassurance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like they're going to affirm you. They're going to, you know, they're going to be like, boom, like it's effortless. Like it's effortless. I know I'm probably like, you know, I don't know. I think I'm in like high demand, the way that I think, the way that I move. But what I want to say is, like, the women who I've been in contact with in my life, they have molded me and shaped me to be this guy that I am. But I have to do the work myself. You know, I will say that. But everybody that I lost, it wasn't a loss, because if I lost it, it wasn't meant for me to keep. I'm going to only keep what's mine.
And you know? Again, that reflects back of, you know, you have to let people go when people are ready. And a lot of times when people walk out of our lives, we are so hurt because we didn't quite want them to leave. But when people leave, you have to let them go.
Right. Yeah, you have to, because sometimes you could be stopping their growth. Sometimes you could be keeping people in their life. You could be stopping them from growing, like straight up, flat out. But also, you could be stopping them from, you know, you're stopping them from getting their karma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let them just take the hit, and so he can learn. You know, I love this quote. It's one of my favorite quotes. It's you know, sometimes, well, it's the bird on the branch. The bird on the branch isn't afraid of the branch breaking because its trust is not in the branch, but it's in its own wings. Like, just think about that, right? Like, the bird that's sitting on that branch, when it breaks, like that tree branch, he don't care. He's not dependent on that branch. But he knows that he got himself.
Yeah, because the moment something leaves out of your life, you don't know how strong of a person you can truly be without that person.
Yes. But because he's dependent upon self, I'm good in any environment. You know? And that's just really what, you know, when people talk relationships, I think it's cool. I think it's great. But we really got to boil down to it because, like, how we view things, it's how we love ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I can't give you the best of me if I haven't given the best of myself to me.
Yep. So I think it's so important. I said in my life where I'm at now, or in the stage where I'm at in my life at this moment, I feel like it's so important that I just invest so much into myself because, like you said, if I'm not whole as a person, then I can't be the person that someone else may need me to be.
Yeah.
I think investment into who you are and where you're trying to be in life is important. Yeah. And along the way, when someone comes, they come, but they will continue to add value to you. They won't hinder you to becoming the person that, you know, you're destined to be.
Yes, they won't. It won't be a blockage, right? Like, you won't find yourself stagnant or going backwards with them because they got their own life to live as well, and they just want to add value to yours while making them better. And, you know?
So, well, Mr. Dixon, I think you nailed it for this podcast, and I'm very, very, very appreciative of you being a guest, and I hope that we can have one later in the future, you know?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, I'm here. I'm glad I can be a part of this. You know, it's you know, I believe in you. I know that it's gonna grow. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. And you know, you got some passion behind. You know, I can hear it in your voice. So, you know, it's actually my pleasure. You know, like, thank you.
Thank you again. I greatly appreciate that. I appreciate you being a guest again, and I appreciate you, you know, giving me that motivation. You know, we all need that extra push in life. So, I really appreciate it.
All love.
All right, and I'll make sure I include all of your social media info into the bio of this podcast. And I hope everyone enjoyed you. So I'm sure you'll have a lot of followers coming your way after this podcast.
It's always welcome.
All righty. Thank you. You have a blessed day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.